Welcome to it. Chewing the Fat, Fat Pile Friday. Thank you so much for coming along for the ride today. Before we do anything, I want to tease Monday's show. And I know it's Friday. You're thinking, well, you're going to tease Monday's show. It's a podcast. It's a podcast. I know. And you can listen anytime. And I appreciate it. I want you to subscribe. And I want you to tell your friends about the podcast. I want you to share it. I want everybody to subscribe to Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. And those of you that are already, thank you. Those of you that aren't, why? I mean, please subscribe. But before I give you any kind of news, like this weekend is time change weekend. You're going to spring ahead. It's agonizing. We lose an hour this weekend. Oh, God, do I hate time change. I don't tell you about that. I could tell you about that. I just did tell you about that. I could tell you about BuzzFeed printing a newspaper, an internet site printing a newspaper. What? But I actually, if you read the story, what they did, it's kind of smart. It's not a bad idea. They're going to the big cities, Manhattan, New York, and they just printed the website. And they're just passing it out, right? They go to the train stations, Penn Station, Times Square, and just pass them out. So while it's a newspaper, it's actually just promoting the website. So, you know, it's not that bad of an idea. But forget all that. Forget all that, because we've got a new toy in the building. I just happened to be here the other day when our engineer, chief engineer, top engineer, whatever the hell his title is, head guru of engineering and all things mechanical in the building. What's his name again? You know, what's his name again, though? It's Rob. Rob, do you not have a microphone? Or? I just want you to know Chris Cruz was down on his knees because we're going to do a bit here on the show, and he's so pissed at me right now. Because I made him get up and stand up to talk on the microphone. And the only reason I did it, just so those of you that know this, is because he was down on his knees.
Rob Chickering.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you. He's so mad at me right now. So he was putting in a new toy. This voice machine, this voice box machine. It's got like 300 different voices. We are going to go through them all on Monday. But just as a tease of what we're going to do, all right, is to show you what the machine does, here's the first one.
Hello? 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 You know what this is? This is like the lady that was caught in the elevator all weekend long. Hello? Is anybody there?
I got to go to the bathroom.
Hello? Oh, my gosh. Hi. Oh, I don't know what they call this voice, but welcome to Chewing the Fat. Ooh, it's Mardi Gras 2, and we're coming up and party. Put your mask on.
I mean, what, this is... It's
going to be Winmore. Oh. Oh, what is that? It's on that train tunnel. It's hello. Entering Earth's atmosphere.
We will be taking over Earth tomorrow.
Oh, what the? Oh, my gosh. Get that off of me, you silly. What are you doing? Today might be the day. Today might be the day for voice box day. This is too good. I mean, look at what this does to me.
We're going to do it today. You've convinced me. It's Voice Box Friday. Now, you have to kind of, can you pull the mic down so I know you're looking at the numbers. Hello? What? Okay, to sing? Do I hear you saying you got hurt? Did you say that she's a flim-flam flirt? Are you saying that some double-dealing doll went and did you dirt? Well, bub, welcome, welcome, welcome to the club. Why? Little classic Nat King Cole.
That was for singing. That voice thing was meant to be sung.
Okay, so they all have names, right, of what they are. And I do want to keep track of some of the good ones we could go back and use again. While you're down there looking at it, just saw I'm going to tell you that the richest person in the world is still Jeff Bezos. $131 billion. Ooh, $131 billion. Soon to break it in half if he gets divorced, but I told you my new theory on that. I don't think the Bezoses are getting a divorce. I think that's old news, and they're just going to remain. He's going to get the $131 billion, and she's going to go live off by herself with the kids, and he's just going to take care of it.
What about his helicopter?
They'll get two.
Now we're coming in on the estate right now, Jeff. Doesn't look like anybody's there. Kids are gone. The wife. Ooh, there's a guy running out the back door with his jacket on. He doesn't have his pants on. That must be the wife's new boyfriend. Don't look, Jeff. Don't. You don't want to know. You don't want to know. But he was the one that was. Wait. Now we're coming into home, Mrs. Bezos. We're bringing you home back from your speech. No, it doesn't look like anybody's there. It just looks like Mr. Bezos. Oh, there's somebody running away from the house right now. Some kind of lady. Oh, she doesn't have any clothes. She's getting... Don't look, Mrs. Bezos. Don't look. That's probably the housekeeper. Don't worry about it. Move the other way. We're coming in for the land. No, Mrs. Bezos. Don't close the door. Guys, put the rifle down.
Just coming in to report shooting at the Bezos Mansion in Southern California.
Just for everybody keeping track at home, that was Chopper 7.
So good. All right, so this voice box machine, this is a fun little toy. I am in love with this little toy. So anyway, where did our president, Donald Trump, come in on the Forbes billionaire list? Number 715. Ooh, 715. His fortune stayed flat at $3.1 billion. Now, Don usually talks about him having like 9 or 10. This 3 is a new count. That's a tough one to swallow for the old Don J. Sorry about that, Don, but even Forbes has got you down. Life really sucks when they've got you down to $3.1 billion. Right now, there's 195 new billionaires, of which I am not one. 195 of them, including the founders of Spotify.
Uh-oh.
Canada Goose.
Nice.
Juul. I mean, J-U-U-L. Yeah, that's vapes.
Oh, the vapes. Vapor machine. Okay. Yeah. Do they have planes?
Yeah, so Spotify does, yeah. Yeah, we're coming in. In fact, Donald Trump would call Joe, the owner of Spotify, Joe Spotify. We're coming in for a landing, Joe. Spotify, we're going to be landing here in the U.S., and congratulations on your new billionaire status. Things are looking pretty good. It's clear skies. We got about 20-mile visibility. Looks like we have some storms. We're going to have to swing left, get up above the jet stream a little bit as we tail in on this. So good.
I'm in love with the plane. The plane's nice. That's good. You ready for takeoff?
You ready? All right, this is flight... Thank you. This is flight 111. Ready. We're taxiing out the runway. We're ready to be taking off from DFW on our way to Washington, D.C. Thank you for flying flight 111. And the private, this is the new Uber jet. We're going from Dallas to Washington, D.C. Those of you that forgot to order food from Uber Eats before we left, sucks to be you. We're ready for takeoff. Prepare for takeoff. We're about 30,000 feet in the air right now, cruising altitude. We're going about 495 miles an hour ground speed here in the air. And we'll be in Washington, D.C. in approximately, if I make a left, it'll be like 10 hours. So better hope I don't make a left. Thanks for flying Uber. Uber Air.
So when I can't, let me ask you a question. Hold on before you change that. Now, at some point in there when it switches over, am I still on the air? Because I don't hear myself in the headphones. So it goes that dead spot there?
Yeah.
Okay, so we do have that dead spot.
Yeah.
All right, so I got to remember that to take a breath between that dead spot. Okay. I just want to make the audience know that's what's happening. Okay.
Yeah, because
we're
what's
switching
happening.
Back and forth from the voice box to the regular microphone. And
you might not know because Jeffy's voice is so radio, you might not hear the difference between a radio box and Jeffy's voice.
I mean, there's no question about that. That's very possible. But from time to time, if it's something out of the ordinary, like a, you know, a pilot or something like that is out of the ordinary, you're going to notice. But I really notice it because it goes dead in my headphones and I'm like, I'm still talking. Why can't I hear myself? So I want to make sure it wasn't just me. So let me tell you this. I have had, we've got to play Robert Dave too, the actor. He posted something on Twitter yesterday or the day before. I don't know how old that video is. A couple days ago now. About his wanting to start a new channel. And he appears to be, you know, a conservative Hollywood star. Well, he's 67 years old. So he really is at the point now in his career where he doesn't care. He's made pretty much all the money he's got. I looked on his IMDb page. He's got a bunch of stuff in post-production already. So he's had a pretty good year, year and a half. And so good for him. And but we've got to post his rant that he posted on Twitter. It's really, really good. Robert Dave. You may remember he was in Die Hard. That's where, I mean, I remember him from Die Hard. And when you go down the list of his IMDb page, it's fascinating how many movies this guy has been in. Robert Dave. The IMDb has him at 156 credits. All right, so that's 100. That's at least maybe 130 movies, something like that. Let's go back all the way down to the bottom, shall we? Starting way back down there in 1977.
I'm not sure what this is, but I've got to slow down my voice talk. We're talking about you, Robert Dave. This is old radio? It's like we're listening to old radio talking about Robert Dave. Oh, look, he was in the TV series Barnaby Jones, a Quint Martin production. He was in the Incredible Hulk TV show, Lou Grant. This is all 70s stuff. This guy's been around a long freaking time. Wow, Hill Street Blues, St. Elsewhere.
And now he's kind of getting into T.J. Hooker, Heart to Heart. Wait, T.J. Hooker, Heart to Heart. Wow, The Fall Guy. Wow, that's amazing. He's in Law and Order, but he was in Die Hard as the FBI special agent, Big Johnson. Remember him? He was in Wise Guy, great TV series. Let's see what other movies. Predator 2, Illicit Behavior, Quick, Cops and Robbers. No, these are all just bougie movies, though. Showgirls. He was one of the big stars in Showgirls, too. Where are we at? Batman Beyond. That was a TV series, though. Who cares? A Profiler. Yeah, Profiler. That was a TV series. He was a big part of that show.
Grand Theft Auto, Voice Choice. This guy's been in quite a lot. In Calling the Rise and Fall of Heidi Fleiss, the TV movie, you may remember for that. There's been plenty of stuff. He's been around a long, long time. He did an episode of Nip Tuck. Remember Nip Tuck? You know, Nip Tuck was one of my... They had a show that was seared into my brain. It was about the overweight lady, you know, like the 600-pound life lady. And she had been out of the house in years. And she had moved from this chair, this sofa that she was sitting on, in forever, okay? So she's getting sick and they're trying to figure out what's wrong with her. But she's actually, when they asked her about, so what do you do about going to the bathroom? And she was like, we don't talk about that. So she's just been sitting in her own ways. So they knocked out a wall and removed her, you know, and took her to the hospital. And they were trying to part ways of her and the sofa. It was a fascinating show. And just so you know, she didn't make it. Oh, spoiler alert. She didn't make it. What is this one?
What is it? Hello?
We're down the hall talking to everyone. What is this one called? This is another radio room?
Yeah, this is radio room, yeah.
Okay, radio room. Maybe radio room back in 1812. You know, when I first got into radio, I should have known that. Still coming to you from a radio room here on Chewing the Fat.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there. You do know you don't have to change your voice.
I'm not changing my voice, Chris. What are you talking about?
Everybody that sees you right now is like, why is he making so many faces?
I'm just sitting here.
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to.
Talking on the microphone.
No, just talk normal.
I am.
But why do you do your face like that?
I don't know. This is my face. Sorry.
There you go. That right there. Yeah. Just keep it that way. Don't try to do that.
I wasn't, Chris. I'm just talking normal now here in Radio Room. Wow. What is wrong with you?
Do you want to get to the clip?
Yeah, that's where I was going. Because I was telling them that I was coming to them from Radio Room.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that at all.
Robert Tavey joining us here on Chewing the Fat. Not really. It was just his Twitter video that he posted.
I'm
thinking
of starting a We the People channel. I think we need a We the People channel. I think I'm going to do that. How many are up for that? How many would join the We the People channel? Where we run the channel, not the executives at news stations, but we run the channel. The American people, the voter, runs it. Not the conglomerates. We're the conglomerate. So we're going to start the We the People channel. There'll be more on that. Me and my cousin Leo Grillo are going to start the We the People
channel. I love Leo Grillo.
Secondly,
same.
Nancy Pelosi recently talked about Ronald Reagan's speech.
I love Leo Grillo.
His farewell speech, in which he talked about the great contribution of immigrants, which is absolutely true.
However,
what she failed to mention, and the reason why she mentioned immigrants, is because wanting to give them the right to vote.
And see, you know this guy from his voice, too. You should know.
My grandparents voted. They were immigrants when they were naturalized. They were able to vote when they pledged allegiance to the United States of America, when they understood what America stood for.
Huh.
But you see, we have an immigrant population today that we know is a dangerous crisis pouring in that are not educated into the United States. So what the Democrats want to do, what Nancy Pelosi is trying to say, is let's get that voting block and gerrymandering
the
elections.
See, this is pretty political for two.
Then they
want to
have 16-year-olds vote. We will lose our country. I have 5 kids. None of them at 16 could take care of themselves, nor did they have greatest judgment in the world.
What?
And we want to let 16-year-olds vote? This is pandering to the teenage population to try to say, go ahead. Well, you know what? When they buy their own homes, when they pay their taxes, when they work 3 jobs to support a family, then maybe they can vote at 16. But they're not ready to vote at 16 when they're still living off of mommy and daddy's teat. Because they don't understand what's happening. They just get brainwashed, indoctrinated by those teachers at school that are Marxists, that are destroying this nation. We should have... Where is the Republicans?
He's getting
where are you shithole GOP
oh,
guys?
Oh, wait, what? Whoa, calm down, Robert.
What are you doing? Robert, this is Jeff. That's Jeff Fisher from Chewing the Fat. Calm down on the use of vulgarity, please. We can appreciate how passionate you are on the subject, but if you please just calm it down just a little bit. We don't need to hear a little anymore, okay? Is that a problem, Chris?
Yes, it is. Why did you have to repeat what he said?
I was just reminding him that he can't say it, Chris. Yes, just remind. This is my regular voice into the...
No, you're not. You're making faces over there. Why are you doing this?
Well, I'm actually holding my hand up front of me like I'm actually holding
a megaphone, yes.
I like it. I like the way it sounds. My hand is actually making the sound. It's not a digital voice box at all. When I hold my hand up to my lips like this, it sounds like it turns it into the voice box talk. Back to Robert Dobby. I know he's getting passionate. He's still wound up, breaking a sweat, sitting on his couch in the house, happy about his cousin. What's his cousin's name again? Off the megaphone. What's his cousin's name? Robert Gorelli, I think his name is something like that. Bob.
Where are you GOP guys
again,
in the Senate?
Maybe he didn't. I told him once before. Somebody needs to get a hold of him, let him know, calm down a little bit, please.
Where is the Republicans? Where are you GOP guys in the Senate?
Okay. He's really starting to push the limit here. I know he's a talented actor and all, but okay, Robert.
Senate and Congress, how come none of you are talking out strongly? Where are you guys hiding? Where do you have your head up your lobbyist ass? Get out there and speak.
I'm not laughing, Robert.
Against this nonsense, we're going to start a We the People channel. Let me know if you're interested.
We're interested. Breathe, Robert. Breathe. Take it easy. I know you're passionate, but breathe. Go ahead. You got more to say, Robert? No, he doesn't have any more to say? I thought he told us that he wanted... Wait a minute, I gotta get back on the megaphone. I thought you wanted to tell us about the We the People channel again, Robert. No? No? Okay.
I'm thinking of starting a We the People channel.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that's a, go ahead.
I think we need a We the People channel. I think I'm going to do that. How many are up for that? How many would join the We the People channel?
It's a good thought. We join it because of you, not your cousin. Whatever his name was.
Where we run the channel, not the executives at news stations, but we run the channel. The American people, the voter, runs it.
How would that work, Robert? Just let me the know conglomerate. How that would work.
We're the conglomerate. So we're going to start the We the People channel. There'll be more on that. Me and my cousin,
Leo
Gordo.
So now he wants to. We're thinking about it, but now he's going to start it.
We the People channel. There'll be more on that. Me and my cousin, Leo Grillo.
Leo Grillo. That's not Robert Grillo. It's Leo Grillo. Sorry about that. It's Robert. It's Robert Dave. It's Robert. We, in the words of Donald Trump, it's Robert We the People channel. But his cousin, Leo Grillo, is going to start We the People.
Stop holding your stupid hand in front of you.
I can't. I have to talk. No, don't. What are you... See, why are you taking it away?
Because I'm going to show you that it doesn't work that way.
What are you talking about?
Just stop moving your hand.
What are you talking about?
There you go.
You have to hold your hand in front of your mouth.
But
like
you
this.
Don't.
No, you have to.
You don't.
It doesn't even work.
It does work.
It's not as fun.
Oh, okay. Then I'll let you.
It's not
okay.
As fun. You don't feel like okay. Here when I'm talking like is it a megaphone or is it just something wrong with the mic? Here, when I put my hand and when I put my fist up like I'm holding a megaphone, that means I'm talking into a megaphone, Chris.
Okay.
And anyway, Robert, We the People channel. We the People channel. He's really a little upset.
Republicans, where are you, GOP guys?
Whoa, is he still? Please, Rob. You and what's his cousin's name, Leo? Needs to calm down a little bit. I love him being so passionate, but. You're an actor. You know how to use the language. Calm down just a little bit. And by the way, how would that whole We the People channel look? I'm still talking into my hand, by the way. And the megaphone is still working. Amazing how that happens. How would that work? Because if We the People are the conglomerate.
We just vote on... Do we just vote on Twitter? Is that what we're doing? We're just voting for channels. You like this show?
We can't go on Twitter. We found that out, you know, with the Joe Rogan and Jack and Tim.
Oh, don't even. We should have talked about that this week too. Fascinating. If you had a chance to listen, if you have an opportunity, since I teased doing this on Monday and we're actually doing it today, maybe we'll break down Joe Rogan's interview with Jack
on Monday.
Jack Twitter, according to President Trump, Jack Twitter was on with Joe Rogan.
So that makes you. Jeffy Fat?
It certainly has been that way for a number of years, yes. Thank you.
So that's Glenn Blaze?
Glenn Blaze, yeah. Glenn Blaze. Glenn Blaze, yes.
And that's Pat Unleashed? Oh, that still works.
Yeah, it still does. Funny. He's in Alabama now with the governor, Doug Alabama. so bad. So stupid. This is way too political. I'm sorry. I went off on the... Robert got me all wound up on the political stuff. Because I love his passion. I truly do love his passion. I don't know exactly how it would work because everybody wants to have that idea of We the People channel and, you know, we run the channel. But how does that evolve into an actual...
Conservative Twitter, like, yeah.
Yeah. How does that evolve into an actual network of shows and people? Good luck. Good luck.
God bless.
Thank you. All right,
Let's get back. Oh, I like that. Oh, welcome. Sit down. Look at you. You've been waiting for me your whole life. Here, let me show you my horns. Oh, it's good that you finally arrived. I knew you'd come. Stay there. More are on their way. Oh, yeah. Come on out. Enjoy. Swing it just a little bit. Oh, this is better than Barry White. I've always been better than Barry White. Oh. Oh, keep moving like that. Yeah. Yeah. No, I need another drink too, please. Get her one. Fill it up.
Hey, Dr. Sex, we have a phone call on the line.
Go ahead. This is Dr. Sex taking your calls. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to be sexy for my husband. How do I do that?
First, is there a way to change your voice? No, I'm just kidding, baby. What do you look like? How much do you weigh?
90 pounds.
Okay. Here, let me envision you in my head. Oh, what's your name?
Sam.
That's a problem. I don't think your husband, knowing him as I do, he wants a female name.
So I have to change it?
Well, just when people ask you your name, say Samantha. What's your name?
Samantha.
Perfect. Thanks for calling, Sam. Back to the dance floor.
Oh.
I really do like dancing like this.
Hey, Dr. Sex, why are you dancing?
It's too bad this isn't on video. Because, you should record this, actually. Taking your calls. Chewing the fat with Dr. Sex. Hitting the dance floor, making a groove, working a sweat with Dr. And you. You look so good tonight.
Okay. All right. Voice Box Friday. That's fun. That's good stuff. That one's called Go Deep, right?
Hello.
I know. I love it. That's good stuff. And you look, you know, whenever the doctor's in the house, he's got to help.
So the doctor's not here?
So
he left?
So we've done about 5 of these. How many have we done? Really? Seriously? Because there's only 300. There's no way this gets done in an hour. There's no way this gets done in a usual 35, 40-minute podcast.
Five.
Welcome to Voice Box Week.
Oh, yeah, this is... Yeah.
On Chewing the Fat, because there's no way we get through this in a show.
Oh, no, no.
I mean, we could if we just went... Like, let's just go through some quick ones, all right? Let's just start twisting them. Let's go through some quick ones. Tell me what they are, and we'll go through them.
All right. Oh. We can't just go through and have voices like this. What's this one called? In the sewer. Oh. Oh, you thought AI was going to be safe. You're so wrong. That's okay. If we better move on.
Is this one? Ooh. Speakerphone.
You've got me. Take me off speakerphone if you're going to be out there. I got, look. Bill and Joan are here. Everybody's here in the room. We're all listening. Go ahead with what you've got to say. I hate that bastard. Take me off speaker. No, that's not bad. Speaker's not bad. We could use that again. Let's go to the next one.
Tried to get through a few of them. Okay. Hello? Break. Not a CB. Hello, this is Marine Base 111, and we're looking for Marine Base 123. 123, come in. 123, this is 111.
123, come in.
1, 2, 3. Oh, this is kitchen radio. Oh, yeah, like if you're off shot, mom is in there making tomato soup if you hear. Good morning. Welcome to WWKZ. I will be taking your calls a little bit later on in the broadcast. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Bill on traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 10th here for WBCZ.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. What is this one? Flea. The flea. That's tremendous. There's a flea. I am so thirsty. When she got to the
Oh my gosh. Hello? This is a what? This is a soprano? You mean like the mobster show on HBO? The Sopranos?
No, music.
Oh. Hello? You, yeah. Hey, do I hear you saying you got hurt? Did you say that she's a flim-flam flirt? Are you saying that some double-dealing doll went and did you dirt? Well, bub, welcome, welcome, welcome to the club. I always fall back to Nat King Cole.
Oh, it's awesome. I love Nat King Cole. One of my favorites. I'm here tonight under a false name. I want to report this horrible crime. I don't want people to know who I am. What is this called? We're going to disguise your voice as a chipmunk. Okay, so you can tell us whatever you want to tell us and nobody will know it's you. Because you're going to sound like a chipmunk.
All right, we're going to do some news, and we're going to find a good voice to do some headlines. Huh? Let's go down and do some headlines, because we're in the break room. Might as well take a drink of Coca-Cola Zero. Oh, my wife bought Coca-Cola Zero, the orange, and the Coca-Cola Zero, the cherry. We're supposed to have a flavor test, but we just won't have time today. So we'll get to that on Monday as well. What is this one?
Do you see the difference?
Yeah, you can hear.
This is, you smoke too much.
Oh, this is not smoking too much, baby. No, this is smoking just enough. Why you do that to me on a day that I really want to smoke? Do you know, I came outside today, especially the last couple of days. Not so much today, but last 2 days have been really cold outside, and usually warm your car up a little bit. What used to happen is you'd warm your car up a little bit, and then while the car was warming up, you'd smoke. I don't do that anymore. It's been over 2 months. 2 months, no cigarettes.
My opinion for headlines, I think we should do either chopper or in the plane.
Well, we've only done what now? We went through a few of them there, so we're like 10, right?
Yeah, we're 10 in, yeah.
And this one's okay. This one's, you know, I don't mind this one.
Why are you doing that thing with your
what
face?
What do you mean?
You're going deep on your face.
I'm
not
just
needed.
On my face?
On your face.
But my
pushing
face
your face
doesn't
down
smoke.
And in. And
what do you mean, Chris?
See, it's like, I don't get it. Why you do that?
What do you mean? I'm just talking like a normal person.
Okay.
Coming in at headlines today, cupping my hand around my headphone, which is supposed to be my ear, which is on top of my ear, the break room, town crier headlines. The Britain Royals, the Queen, is posted for the first time on Instagram. Now, the Queen was at some royal museum of World War II and posted one stupid picture on Instagram. She's got 3 million followers.
Are you kidding me? Look at her, and it's the pictures of her looking at some World War II machine. With the breaking news today we heard about on Pat Unleashed, when I was on the show today with Pat, is that Meghan has got the whole royal family all wound up at her because...
I'm sorry, I got to change your voice. I can't take you seriously. What happened to the...
No, what do you mean? Don't change my voice,
Chris. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't. Am I on? Don't do it. Don't do it, Chris. This is...
So what happened with the royal?
You know what I love about this story already? Just to set it up for you, right? Is that you are taking me serious. And the breaking news story... Megan's selling facial cream.
Did she get fired?
She can't get fired, but they're pissed. They are pissed.
She's selling facial cream.
Yeah, she's got special facial cream that she's selling here in the U.S. And then she's supposed to...
She's not supposed to do that stuff.
No. Yeah, that's over.
Divorce?
Ooh. No, she's having a baby. Wow, what do you think she is, Princess Diana? Anyway... move on from that. Aging Swedes are now being treated to 3D printed food. Yay! If you're an old person in Sweden, that's what we want to be. We want to have healthcare like them. Yeah, so they can have broccoli and chicken legs and make meals more palatable. They're 3D printing food and then pureeing it. Oh, yay! Sounds good. Man, do you want to be an old person at a home in the Sweden old home care places?
Place for mom,
right? That's exactly
what
it is.
They need to call a place for mom,
right? Get out of there, man. Seriously.
And if you know what that is, then you need to call a place for mom.
You should know. If you listen to the Blaze Radio Network, you know what a place for mom is. I'll tell you that. Russia. And this is something I didn't know. Actually, this is fascinating. Russia.
Ooh, hold on. Where are we going?
Russia.
Okay, hold on.
Russia. Talk to you about Russia right now. What's this one called? I like this one. It's kind of like the long...
Cheer Alike Radio.
Cheer Alike Radio. It's just people coming up with stupid names for things.
But it sounds like a Russian radio.
It's Friday. I want to go home. What should we name this? I don't know. Cheer Alike Radio. Sounds good to me. Let's go. I mean, come on. Okay, this is Russia Radio. I'm even putting my own in. We got a voice by the... Russia helps keep embalmed Asian leaders look fresh. That did not sound Russian. Moscow's secretive Lenin lab, which embalmed Vladimir Lenin's body in 1924, performs annual maintenance on the bodies of Kim Jong II, which I think is the dad, and Ho Chi Minh. I mean, they just keeping these bodies looking fresh, hoping they're going to come back, I guess, keeping them, maybe if they, you know, we can find a way to breathe a little life into Ho Chi Minh. Yay! That's weird.
Hold on, do that again?
Yay! That's weird.
You don't get it? Did you hear it?
Yay! That's the cheer.
That's the cheer.
Yeah, that's the cheer. Yay! Go, team, go! Go, team, go. You can say red. You can say white. You can say Wildcats if you might. But Arthur here is number one. Number one tonight. Yay! That's my little cheer. We should have filmed that.
I can't film everything you do.
Yeah, there's only 3 cameras in this room.
And I have no access to them.
So SpaceX, something to do this weekend.
Oh, you say SpaceX? Yeah. Stand by.
Hold on.
Hello, NASA. Is anyone there?
Come in.
NASA, this is SpaceX.
Come in, SpaceX.
This is SpaceX. We're looking for a place to splash down. And we're also looking to wonder why this astronaut is putting his hand in front of his mouth.
Yeah, NASA wonders, too.
We're looking for a place to splash this thing down.
Go ahead over in the Atlantic.
We're gonna put her down in the Atlantic. We're trying to hit her near as close as we can to Florida without hitting Florida. Oh, a little space joke for you. We're going to try to do that tomorrow morning.
Okay.
About 8:45 Saturday morning.
Roger.
NASA, you sound a little sad. What's going on?
Well, I'm in Houston. You're in Florida, so...
Yeah, I was just looking at little team up in space. I was looking at, what is going on with that? Well, NASA, what's happening?
Sorry, that was a solar flare.
Getting a little woo. I had one of those in my suit the other day. They didn't like it in the space station. I just want to say we're calling, I want to let everybody know today is International Women's Day. And if you want to know about...
Ooh, International Women's Day? Hold on, wait a minute.
I'm in space, and I want to congratulate all the women on the planet.
Okay.
I mean, it's International Women's Day, and I want to say, here at the International Space Station, we think a lot about women when we're up here, okay? Because there's no women up here right now. Now, we appreciate the ones that have been up here.
Hold on, wait a minute. No, there's a
woman.
There's a woman.
There's
there
one
there's
now?
A woman, yes.
Nah, she didn't look like it. I didn't know who she was. I didn't know who she was up there. I guess I didn't see her. She was hiding or something.
It's,
Go ahead, NASA.
It's, Astronaut Anne?
Astronaut Anne, that's her name. That's who's left at the space station right now. Is she flying with us?
She will be. She's staying there.
Yeah, it's a bit, she's not coming back. I'm coming back.
Yeah, it's, Astronaut, Anne McLean. She's in the space station right now.
Yeah,
she should be right
back.
Next to you.
She's not coming back with
she's
us.
She's not coming back with you guys. With
you're
the not, dragon?
Which one of you are Anne? Ooh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you were an Anne.
No, there's only two people up
my
there.
My bad. You're an Anne? I've been with you all week up here and you're an Anne? My bad. Did she come up here with me?
No, she didn't. She
was. Okay, I didn't see you because I didn't know her.
No, you came up there with Earthy and forgot the other guy's name.
Yeah, but I'm just saying Anne was already up here, right?
Anne was already up there.
She was
She's been up there for a while now.
Yeah, that's what happens to you when you're in the space station for too long. That's Anne, stop. I'm sorry, okay? NASA, we're going to have to go. We got a little problem up here. We got to go.
And Jan Michael Vincent died. Do you know, and I know you don't know who Jan Michael Vincent is, but he was a big-time 70s TV star. And even before that, as a young man, he was, you know, in all these TV shows. And he was like the heartthrob, the sex symbol of Hollywood, Jan Michael Vincent. And one of the things I didn't realize about him was that he was this huge star, had his big show. The one big show was Airwolf in the 70s. And it only went on for 2 years because he... They couldn't keep doing the show because of his cocaine problem. He had a big cocaine problem, so they just shut it down. He couldn't keep doing. So apparently in the last few years, and he was in all these shows and all these movies. Everybody wanted to be with Jan Michael Vincent. He was a big superstar. He was in movies with Burt Reynolds, movie with Kim Basinger, Basinger, however you want to say it. He was in, you know, Gunsmoke, Bonanza, all these TV shows. He was 74. And apparently in 2002, when did he have that problem? No, in 2012. In 2012, he had an infection that they had to amputate one of his legs. I don't remember that about Jan Michael Vincent at all. So he's really been suffering for a number of years now. That's sad. But he has passed away. Jan Michael Vincent, 74, dead at the age of 74. Oh, we need that's what we need, is a retrospective voice out of that voice box machine.
And that would be, explain it to me. How would that voice be?
I don't know. I know it when I hear it.
So 300 times I have to go through this?
Yes. Every single stinking one. And we'd be thinking about there's different bits that we're going to do on different voices. So, but one of them will be retrospective. So, you know, like Dr. Sex would actually be might be a good retro voice too. Is this Dr. Sex? I mean, this is.
Hello. Hello. This is retrospective. No, that's not what I'm hearing. This is more Dr. Sex. Is this in the machine too? Because, oh yeah. I am on fire for you, baby. You and you alone.
Wait, I was in the middle of Dr. Sex. What do you... Okay. No, that would not be a good retro, though. No, it's my last guy. That's Dr. Sex, so we've got to keep that one on the... We've gone through 12 of these, and I'm sure we're close to where it's been enough of this. So I apologize on behalf of Chewing the Fat staff, management. I just burped in the space mask.
Ooh. Jeez. Hello. 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 This is retrospective. No, it's got to be a... It can't be devilish. It's got to be just... Something like this, but different. You can quote me on that. Oh, you silly people that believe in me.
I think we're done for the day.
Yeah.
I think we're done for the day. Yeah. Just bring it in. Yeah.
Let's land this thing. Let's bring it in.
No, we're taking off. We're not landing. What? We're leaving. Oh. We're done. Yeah.
I thought we were gonna land.
No. We're leaving. So get on the helicopter.
Do you have a full tank of gas and everything?
You do have a full tank of gas. We prepped it up. You're ready to go. So just say goodbye. Subscribe, rate, review. We'll be back on Monday. We're done.
Thank you, I appreciate it. Strap in back there.
You're by yourself. You're by yourself.
Yeah, but I'm just, if somebody was,
you're by yourself.
If somebody was,
there's nobody back there, I'm telling you. Right. I strapped you in. All so right. I strapped you in, so let's go.
Alright, so let's go ahead and take off. Get up over everybody. Thank you so much for being with us today. I appreciate it. Why am I thinking? I'm not even in the...
No, you're thinking the audience for listening.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. You just finished your show, you're done.
You wish you could be in this helicopter, don't you?
Yes, there you go.
You can't. You can't because I'm leaving. Okay, I'm out of here for the weekend. So, yeah, and right, I'm up here in this helicopter thinking about when am I going to hear Dr. Sex again. Thanks for listening to Chewing the Fat. Oh, yeah. We appreciate it. Remember, subscribe. Whoa, hey. Remember, subscribe, rate and review, and share. But most importantly, have a good weekend, okay? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, just go. Just go, dude. Just go away.
What do you mean?
Just go away. Just go.
What do you mean?